From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Parents and children swarmed into bookstores across the country this weekend to buy up copies of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the fifth volume in J.K. Rowling's best-selling franchise. For our summer reading series this week, we talked with Eden Ross Lipson, the children's book editor at the New York Times, about alternatives to the Harry Potter phenomenon and the pleasure for parents of sharing books with their sons and daughters.
The experience of being a parent is this wonderful permission to go back to what you really liked and remembered liking. You never reread what you read at 25 or 30, but boy, are children an excuse to read what you loved when you were 7 or 9 or 12 or even 15.
Today's children may not be drawn to the Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew, but Lipton says series hold continuing appeal as a way to introduce children to reading. She likes the recurring characters in the Julius and Lily books by Kevin Hankes or Beverly Cleary's Ramona books.
It's comforting to meet characters over and over again. Adults like them even more than children, it sometimes seems.
And serial stories for older children, like Laura Ingalls Wilder's novels about growing up on the prairie, are among Lipson's favorites.
There's a great tradition of series books about growing up, in which there is essentially a break between late childhood and early adolescence. There's a fundamental shift. The texts get longer. The situations are complex. Their social richness emerges. Harry Potter is not the first growing up series.
Like Harry Potter, Philip Pullman's Dark Materials trilogy is set in a fantasy world. Lipson calls Pullman a real literary event and says his stories have appeal for children and adults.
They reckon with Milton's Paradise Lost and deal with powerful questions of good and evil in a rich way.
Another adventure novel Lipson likes is last fall's hit The Thief Lord by German writer Cornelia Funke. The book follows the exploits of brothers Prosper and Beau.
It's a wonderful adventure with a fantasy element that should not be revealed to those who haven't read it. It's set in Venice, and it's got wonderful maps so that you can follow them around Venice and see where these two German brothers and their band of friends are adventuring.
No matter the competition, Harry Potter rules today. But Lipson hesitates to guess whether it will endure.
I always say that a book isn't a classic until you read it as a child and enough time has passed so that you read it to a child. How will Harry Potter look 20 years from now? I don't know. Remember, it's a growing up series, and it may darken, it may disappoint. But it's going to take people an awful long time to work their way through it or read far enough in to decide that they don't care anymore. And that could happen, too.
Eden Ross Lipson is the children's book editor at the New York Times and the author of the New York Times Parents' Guide to the Best Books for Children. To learn more about our summer reading series, please visit our website, npr.org.